And we're back. Millennial Mindset, episode 7. I got a little, Alyssa a little startled there by starting it like that. She wasn't expecting it. But we are back a little later than normal with just another crazy week, so we're putting it out.
I don't know if we'll ever get on to like a solid schedule.
I mean, it's what it is.
We're trying.
I really don't care. Honestly. Yeah. We're putting out something, at least.
And it's still fun.
So. Yeah, no, exactly. So this will go out. Probably
tonight.
Probably at the end of this, Alyssa will put it out. So we'll have that. But
real time,
episode 7 for sure.
Today we're talking about our families.
Well, I mean, I guess we're just kind of talking about how we are with our families and
giving some advice on how to deal with your significant other's family.
And exactly. So I mean, we'll see how it goes. And
Honestly, I said, is there anything that's off limits that we shouldn't talk about? And Thomas was like, no, I don't think so.
I mean, my family's pretty open.
Yeah.
And
so I don't think anything crazy will be said or anything like that. Not at all. But we're going to be as honest as possible when talking about how to like adapt when you're meeting a new boyfriend or girlfriend's family or whatnot.
All right, do you want to start? Do you want me to start? I mean, we're starting at how we met each other's parents or the first couple times we were with them comparative to now.
I'll go first. Well, like Thomas said, we'll start with the first few times or the first time we met each other's family. I don't remember, like, the exact time that I was like, hi, Alyssa, nice to meet you.
And I can't think of it, so.
Okay, so I don't really remember how or when the exact time that we met was. I remember that it was during Thanksgiving break. I, like, remember going to your house for the first time, but I don't remember, like, meeting your parents for the first time. So I'm going to talk about the first time I met Thomas's family was during their Christmas party. That they have every year, pretty much.
That was probably within the first 3 times of meeting them.
Yeah, probably. So the way Thomas's family like does Christmas parties is they either rent a few hotel rooms because they're such a big family, and they meet up like at a hotel. And that was the first time I met like his extended family for sure.
Exactly.
So
you had met my parents a couple times.
Yeah, so I think
that.
This is a good example. So for we had been dating maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
We started dating in end of October, November, and this was in December,
late December, yeah.
So we go I'm home on winter break, so it's not like I had to come down from college or anything, but I meet Thomas at his house, his parents' house, and nobody's there, so it's just the two of us, and I was like, okay, we're gonna drive to this hotel together and meet everybody there. So I, like, get in the car, I'm super nervous. I, like, remember being in the car, saying to myself, okay, I'm going to meet his grandparents, his aunts, his uncles, all of his cousins. His parents are going to be there. His brothers are going to be there. Everybody's going to be there. I'm going to see how they all interact with each other. And I'm not used to this. I'm really not used to big families. My family's so small. What is this going to be like? So we get there, and it's hard to recall every single detail of what happened, but I remember that the next day coming home being like, this is so much fucking fun. Like, having cousins your age and aunts and uncles and everybody gets together all the time and they all crack jokes with each other. Like, my family is so small and I only have a handful of aunts and uncles, very, very small. I only have 2 cousins on both, like, 1 cousin on my mom's side and 1 cousin on my dad's side. And I have extended family, but I see them maybe once every 10 years. Like, we are a very small family, and I've just grown up with a small family. Yeah. So I remember going to this Christmas party and just being like, everybody is so much fucking fun. And I vividly remember everybody was drinking.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, not everybody. Not everybody, but everybody, like, who is legal age or wink, wink, legal age.
Yeah. So, like, all the older cousins and, like, most of the parents were drinking. And I was just like, they're so cool. They drink alcohol and all this food.
Oh, yeah, because that you had just started drinking in yeah, college yeah. anyway.
Like, so. I hadn't been drinking for that long. And then to top it all off, his grandparents gave me a Christmas card with a gift in it. Yeah. And I was like, this is the first time I'm meeting you, and you're, like, giving me a Christmas gift? Like, I was just overwhelmed by how, like, welcoming and friendly and nice and fun everybody was. So the first time, the first few times I was with Thomas and his family, I just freaking loved it.
Yeah. My family, and, my family's out there for, like, yeah. yeah so.
And as the years have gone on, I've seen how they're out there and how they, like
fuck with each bust other. Each yeah, other's exactly. balls, yeah.
fuck
yeah.
with each other. Like, yeah. everyone's kind of just, like, screaming all the time or messing with each other or whatever. Yeah. But it's just such a fun, like, atmosphere to be in. Like, I really look forward to those.
We're the kind of
family
that if you go out to eat, and we usually go out to eat, like, when we used to go to Hershey as a family, we'd go, like, 17 people to a restaurant, and we were the kind of ones that, like, we didn't care what anybody else thought, but they would always put us in a private room away from everybody else, because we were 17 people, and we are not quiet whatsoever. You get yeah. 17 people in the same room, we're yelling, screaming, not in a bad way, like, yeah. yelling at each other, but just excited, and, like, yeah. always talking, and BS, and cracking right. jokes, and everything. Yeah, it's pretty crazy when you get them all together, so.
But I will say, from the very beginning, 5 years ago to today, I look forward to these huge family parties.
Yeah.
I look forward to going with Katie and Ronnie, Thomas's older brother and his girlfriend, and now his younger brother and his younger brother's girlfriend. So the six of us are like a little squad.
Yeah.
And then we get with all the cousins, and there's like a family with three girls and a family with three boys and a family like two boys, two girls and a boy, like just so yeah. many cousins, and everybody is now almost like at the point where we're all really close in age. Even the younger ones are starting to, I bullshit with them
Grace,
about YouTube.
Grace is the youngest one so far. Or
yeah.
She's
the youngest
she's,
one.
She's, I think, eight now, or seven or eight or something like that.
Grace is like 12.
Is she? Is she that old? I don't
yeah.
think she's that old.
I think
is
she's
she?
Like 11 she's, or 12.
I think she's 11 or 12.
Not
you
seven
You have to be
or
in
eight.
Sixth grade. To be like
yeah, she's like
12.
The last time I talked to her, she was talking about going to middle school.
Yeah, but their middle school is different. It starts in the fifth
Wait,
grade.
I gotta look it up. It was
I
just
swear,
her birthday.
I swear that she's in like the. Maybe it's just because I think of her as just a little kid all the time.
I think
and a little,
you do.
But I don't think she's that old because I'm definitely. She was born in like 2008 or 9, so she can't be 12.
All right, I
definitely don't think she's 12. We'll have to fact check that. We'll get back to you on that. Oh, probably not in this podcast, but we'll find out.
No, I'm going to figure it out
exactly.
before the end of the podcast. Either way, the youngest cousin is still old enough that I can talk to her about YouTubers. So, like,
yeah,
even if, like, she's young, we still have something to, like, talk about. And it's just so much fun. Like, I'm waiting for the next, like Wiss Broderick party, whatever.
Yeah, we know how to party. We yeah. definitely know how to do that.
And then Thomas's yeah. dad's side is also really fun. Like, we don't see them as much.
Yeah.
His two cousins.
We see
whatever,
we
but.
See my Aunt Diane and Uncle Bobby the most, and my grandma and like my dad's mom.
Yeah.
And that's it. But my dad's dad isn't like around anymore, so that's but we I see the other Wisses all the time, so
The other
so,
Wisses?
I'm just, like, they're, like, my...
Oh,
like,
yeah, 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 I got
my
you.
My Aunt
yeah.
and Uncle
yeah,
Bobby
yeah, yeah.
are the Wisses.
No.
That we call them the other Wisses.
Yeah. So, that's what I would say is, like, the first time I met them and my first impressions and
yeah.
how that all went, so... What would you say?
I'm,
you probably could explain your experience with my family.
Well, I'm
in
trying
like
to
one
think.
Sentence.
I'm trying to think, because I definitely met them over Thanksgiving break, too, but I'm trying to remember... Because I'm pretty sure we went to both Thanksgivings that year, so I think...
Yeah.
I remember you coming to mine, and I went to yours, but I think we were both home. I don't remember. But your family's, like, your dad is definitely the more outgoing one of your mom and everything, and then your your brother is, like, near our age, so it's nice to have him to be that same age. But, I mean, the first time I met your parents are extremely sweet people, and it's very easy to talk to. Your mom's very talkative and wants to, like, get to know me. Like, she asks me a different question every single time we go there. So, like, she just tries to learn more and more about me, which is nice to have that. And your dad is just, like, he reminds me of just one of the guys. He reminds me of somebody who I would hang out with back in high school. Just, like, oh, you want a beer? Oh, you want to come hang out? And then we just start BSing about whatever we saw that day. I feel like he's a lot more, he's really down to earth. Mm-hmm. Whereas I feel like with your mom, I don't really talk about, like, we have different conversations than what me and your dad have. It's definitely a little different. But no, I mean, I had great impressions with them, and I still love them to this day. And it's definitely a lot different because, like you said, your family's a lot smaller. So when I'm seeing your whole family, it's usually about 7 or 8 of us in a room comparative to my family, where you're seeing about 30 people. Yeah. So it gets, like, a little, it's much more simplistic, and it's easier to talk to and have open conversations that way.
With my family and holidays, it is the legitimate same 6 people. Six or seven people.
Yeah, Uncle Steve and Tyler, too. So,
and, like, my cousin Tyler is there half the time.
And he's in the same age, too. So that's the real cool thing is, I know what you're saying now, that we're all, like, my family is all, like, kind of the same age range, but not really. Like, we vary from 27 to whatever age Gracie is. I think it's 10 or whatever, but fine, whatever. But your family, it's Tyler and Daniel and you guys are all within 5 or 6 years of each other. So it's 4 years of each other.
No. Tyler.
Yeah, 5. Yeah, 5. I have 5. So it's really nice to be able to have kind of the same age group. So I feel like we have some, most of the time, like, more adultier conversations than I would have instead of my family, because we don't talk about things in front of, like, my younger cousins and
that's true.
All that. So
I would say at the dinner table, when we're all sitting at the table together, like, nothing's off limits because Daniel and Tyler are old enough. They're both
exactly. So
yeah,
we can talk about, a lot of different conversations than I would have at my family's. Yeah.
And as my cousin and my brother have gotten older, the conversation has shifted.
I would say so, yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, no. It's definitely different, especially for me. Like I said, it's just a crazy it's a drastic difference going from one to another. But I also feel like with the holidays your family is kind of set, you guys have, like, the same traditions almost every single year.
Yeah.
Whereas my family, we kind of just throw it all together. We're not really ever the same tradition. We try to have, the tradition is to go to the hotel, but we never do the same thing. It's never the same hotel. It's always, we're, like, mishmash and throwing things together, and we're kind of all over the place. I feel like your family is very organized with events and parties and holidays. Which it's nice to go to and not have to worry about all the chaos that my family ensues.
That was actually something that I was going to say is more difficult for me with Thomas's family, is trying to plan the holidays because his family is so big that every year they could do something different, so there's never a set plan.
We try to have a set plan, but it always, like, oh, this person's doing that, and we don't. If we don't have everybody there, especially for, like, the Christmas holiday, then we just don't do it. Yeah. It's like, you can't leave one group out. Everybody has to be there. Even if one family just comes to hang out for a little while, everyone has to be there, else we just don't do it. Yeah. It's just the way it is.
It just gets difficult during the holidays, especially when I know exactly what we're doing and exactly what time we're going to be eating dinner. And it's always at my house. And like, it's the exact same thing. So when my mom asks me, are you and Thomas coming? Like, you know what time. It never changes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. And my mom is like, well, how the fuck do they not know what they're doing? And I'm like, everyone's different, Mom. Like, everybody doesn't eat dinner at 3 p.m.
I think in the first 2 years of us dating, I think that you were kind of, like, you would get annoyed at that.
I did.
Because you were But that's just because you were so used to your family having the set ways, where my family, like, we do have a plan, but it's like two people know the plan, and then everybody else just kind of follows along to what's whatever.
Yeah,
it's
actually,
like, it's like
this
the ringleader group. Yeah. It's like my aunts. My aunts are the ringleaders, and they kind of just tell everybody else what to do, and we're just like, okay. Right. And then Poppy's the one that makes like the overall decision. Poppy and Manny are the ones that make the overall decisions. So
I actually want to dial it back a little and just talk about your immediate family.
Okay, yeah.
So Thomas's mom, dad, and his two brothers, and I'm gonna include their girlfriends. That's the immediate family. And here's a
What? Sorry, I just got the text back from my cousin, and he said 11 turning 12. So
ha! I told you,
son of a bitch.
I knew that Grace was not 7 or 8.
All right. We keep going.
Okay. Anyway, so something that is a very specific example that. And don't get me wrong, I love Thomas's family, I love his parents, but something that drives me crazy is how everything is so last minute. And an example of that is how they're planning to go to Boston in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but...
But there's no plan.
The thing is that there was a plan...
A year ago.
Yeah, no. There was a plan, and my dad and mom knew about the plan, and they planned it out... And just told me and my brother that we're going. You guys, if you want to go, then come. Then.
But it's
all
just
that.
Like, it bothers me that your parents think that we, meaning me and you, are expected to go.
No, they don't think that.
I think your parents are going to be upset if you're not going.
Oh, well, obviously. They always want me to go to everything, and they want to be make me to be able to see the school. But my parents, at the end of the day, aren't going to be...
No, they're not going to be, like, angry at you forever. But it's just, it bothers me that somebody couldn't have said something 2 months ago. That way we could have been saving up for this.
Well, my dad did mention something, but I didn't know what we had planned, and I kind of kept it in the back of my mind.
Well, also, your dad or your mom mentioned something, and it's just a mention. Like, nothing is never set in stone until, like, a week before.
It was a miscommunication on everybody's part, so.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen this pattern
happen. Oh, yeah, no, it's definitely happened before.
It's just the way that his family rolls. Like, they're just, you know, wherever the wind takes them. Where with my family, it's like vacation is planned 2 months in advance. Like, the place is booked, and everybody knows.
Yeah,
everybody being, there's four of us, but...
then again, I feel, no offense, I feel like you've gone on the same vacation over and over and over again.
Oh, we do, for sure.
Yeah.
That goes back to tradition. We do the same thing over and over
again.
All,
but I love my family for the fact that when we go somewhere, we go to the same place or same area... But we have never done... We may have stayed at the same hotel. We never do the same thing. There's maybe one or two things that we have to go do just because that's, like, our tradition. Yeah. Is going to... If we were going to Boston, we go to the Black Rose every time. That's our Irish pub. But after that, we go do different things. We went to Little Italy last time, and I don't think I've been to Little Italy since I was in Boston, since I was, like, 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. So it's... I see where you don't like the planning aspect. I love the no planning aspect. Is that just, it's always a creative and different way every single time we go. Yeah. And I'm not trying to disprove your point. I do agree with you that we are dysfunctional in that circumstance. But at the same time, I kind of like that. Where
it's a lot of unorganization. Where like my mom is very like meticulous. Like. You've seen her and the way, like, everything in my house has, like, an exact location down to the coordinates of where it needs to go. So that's, like, how I grew up is, like, very structured and very organized, where I feel like you're just not... Like, I want to say not unorganized, but just random, sporadic,
it just a different style. It's just different style. Like, we're organized, it's just organized in a different way and maybe a little bit crazier of an organized way, but we are organized.
I know
what you're saying.
I can't think of, like, the word.
You're being honest, that's all. Yeah. You're allowed to be honest, and I'm not going to get butt hurt. My family's not going to get butt hurt. We know that we're dysfunctional. We wait until last minute. Everybody knows that.
Yeah,
we're the family that always shows up to the family party last.
Yeah, so that took some getting used to for me.
I would say so.
But
I guess those are the first couple times. I guess we talked about a little more than just that. Yeah. But
so what I went into a lot about like, how the sporadic randomness, like, bothers me. So what bothers you?
I don't really... I'm trying to think of, like, a specific, but I don't really think there was anything specific. I guess, like, I mean, like you said, you kind of, like, you liked the tradition and everything, but me, I like that, but I also like to change things up and do things different, where I feel like your family has not changed their tradition in a while. You guys have the same meal, pretty much. It's the same, it's like same everything. Eat at a certain time, you're eating dessert at this time, you're opening presents at this time. Our family is kind of just boom, boom, boom. Well, we're going to do this. Well, we're going to do this instead. Yeah. We'll do that. And then we'll do that later. What about,
like in general? Is there anything, like, putting the holidays aside? Just
in...
Yeah, when you go to my house or you see my parents, is there anything in general that kind of bothers you?
Not really. I guess that your mom is so particular about everything. Mm-hmm. That kind of... I'm more laid back for the most part with those sort of things. And she gets on your case sometimes about those certain things, because you are very organized for the most part, but you also do have your times where you're just like, I'll just do that later, or do it another time, where your mom is like, you gotta do it now, like, we gotta get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
Where my mom tries to do the same thing, but after a while it's just like, whatever, and it doesn't matter. But your mom will stay on top of you more, and I guess that bothers me a little bit, but I mean, that's just a different style of yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I can't. Yeah, so that's all there is to it. But
okay, so really nothing.
Yeah, I don't like. Yeah, I don't think anything out of sorts. I mean, I've enjoyed every time I've gone to your parents' house and hung out with them, and we drank and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. Even just we're just hanging out talking.
Yeah,
on the couches are nice.
Except when we went to the beach and my mom said you were to stick up your ass.
Listen, okay, I'm sorry that I worked 60 hours that week and was very tired and drove an hour and 40 minutes to the beach. And they were a little bit late at the same time, and then I had to drive an hour 40 back to get home for our dog that had been home all day, and and had to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning the next day to go to work. And I wasn't drinking either. Sober as a bird, so that's probably why I had to stick up my ass, but well, that's fine.
Thomas sometimes will come over to my house and, like, get distracted by the TV.
I'm an easily distracted person. When she's
trying to talk to him, and he just doesn't respond.
I can't. I can try and focus on something as much as possible, but then something else happens, and my focus completely changes.
Yeah,
it's hard.
That's fucking annoying. I should have put that in one of my three things I don't like about you, but
anyway,
I won't go on a tangent from the families. All right, so let's transition into some advice type things.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to somebody that is dating or even married to someone and they absolutely hate their in-laws? What would you say to do?
That you're never going to get rid of them? If you're staying with your significant other, you're never going to get rid of them, so you have to try and figure out a way to deal with it. Or if it's really that bad, I would just go and talk to your significant other and then say, hey, I think maybe we have to talk to your parents and maybe open up a line of dialogue or something between them. I never had that problem, I don't think. So I think you're pretty open with my family. I'm pretty open with your family when I see them and talk to them. So you have to have some sort of communication, because then it just makes everything more awkward. And if they don't like you or you don't like them, it's like you can't sit in that kind of room and have that kind of like weird hostility, but not like hostility.
I think there's a difference between like absolutely hating your partner's family and just disagreeing with a few things.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So I would say I've never had... actually, I have had a situation where I absolutely hate someone's parents, but...
I don't think I've ever had a situation like that with any person I dated.
When I was in that situation, I just, like, avoided going to their house. And then my mom would be like, why is so-and-so always coming here to our house? Why is he always here? Why do you never go there?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I just really don't like his parents. And my mom was like, well, do you think that's gonna work then?
Yeah, and that's...
And obviously it didn't work. Yeah, so...
It's a key part that you... Even if you don't like them, you have to put up with them, because...
Right.
They're not going to... They're going to be his family for the rest of his life,
You also need to... you also need to think about if you're very serious with somebody and you want to get married to them and you have kids with them, their parents is your child's grandparent, and they're going to be even more up your ass or more on your case or annoy you more. I mean, so if you can't deal with them now, then...
Yeah. We've had the great way of testing the waters on that side with having a dog.
Yeah.
And your mom calls me, or doesn't call her grand puppy, but my mom for sure calls her. My mom goes head over heels for our dog as of right now. And it's kind of because hasn't had a dog since she was a kid, so it's maybe that factor. But also that she just loves that and she calls it a grand puppy, has grand puppy stickers, all this kind of stuff. She's very into that, and I'm all for it. I'm perfectly fine with that, because I know in the back of my head it's all out of love, but it can be overbearing sometimes where I'm just nervous for when we have kids one day that's gonna be that.
My biggest thing is when I have kids, I don't want my mom or your mom telling me how to parent my kid.
Oh, I don't think my mom would ever do that. It's more or less, she's gonna just grandparent the hell out of the kid. Yeah. That's all. So
sometimes your mom is like, you should do this with Macy. And I'm like, it's fine, I got it. Like, she's my dog, exactly, don't worry. Yeah. So
everyone's always gonna say that. I mean, there's probably been a situation where I've done something and your mom has said something or dad has said something. So I don't remember a specific, I'm just saying that my parents aren't the only ones that would say something like that. It's any parental will say something like that, or tell them to do a different way or do this or give their input or something.
Which is fine.
Yeah, no, exactly. Really... You can't get mad at that too bad. But yeah, no, I know where you're coming from, where it's like, I'm doing this. I've done it this way with my dog for this long, so I'm going to continue doing it, and this is what I think is right. So
Like, I mean, at the end of the day, whatever. My mom is definitely, she really likes Macy a lot, and at first she was like, "Well, if you get a dog, you can't bring it to this house.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we have our own dog. I don't want a dog here." But now it's like, "Oh, where's Macy going this weekend? Do you need her to come here?"
Yeah, exactly.
Like, my mom calls her therapy dog,
because
Macy will coil up into a ball, and my mom like eats that shit up.
Macy's
so
very
she's
good
like,
at that.
"When's my therapy dog coming over?" So she like warmed up to her very quickly. But Thomas's mom is
head over heels. It's
like another level of loving
which,
this
talk. Who knows what happens when they... But this is a different talk, the baby talk and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and kids,
no.
So we get back
talking
on topic here. But yeah, no, I mean, you definitely just... There's a fine line. You have to be able to...
Yeah.
To enjoy... You have to be able to enjoy the time that you have with those
family,
parents and their family and your significant other's family.
Do you ever feel like you have to be fake?
I've never been fake. I don't ever have to feel like I have to been fake ever with your family. But you're like, you try to impress, or you try to be the like the guy that every parent's daughter wants to date, or like you want them to feel reassured that, okay, I feel comfortable with my daughter or son
with this person.
So,
I would say in the beginning,
it always is that way.
Yeah, in the beginning, I was very, I would say, like, charismatic and bubbly, and people know, like, that's really not my personality.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'm not like a, hi, how are you? Oh, yeah. I hope you're doing well today.
Yeah,
like, I don't, I'm not like
you
that.
You were definitely at that for the first year or two.
Yeah.
For sure.
I would say the first, at least year with your family, I was very, like, bubbly. And now it's like, I walk into the house and I'm like, I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
Or like, hey guys, what's up?
Yeah. Like, well, that's Alyssa for you.
I am pretty like melancholy.
I mean, we're both like that though, so
yeah.
I mean,
well, what's funny is I was on the phone with my mom yesterday and we were talking, and I don't remember how the conversation came up. Oh, I'll tell you off air because I can't talk about it here. But my mom was like, well, Thomas is that way because he just sees the bright side of every situation. I have never seen this kid mad. Does he ever get mad at you? Like, I would love all the damn time. Yeah. Or whenever my mom calls me about like her and my dad arguing or something, my mom's like, I bet Thomas doesn't treat you that way. I've never seen Thomas treat anybody disrespectfully or anything. Like, she's like,
well, I don't ever treat you disrespectfully. No, ever, no, so
but
I mean.
But she thinks you're a very positive, upbeat person. Or my mom, yeah,
I am.
And she'll say to me, "You should take a page out of Thomas's book. He's so friendly, and you always sound like you're pissy.
I am pretty amazing, so I mean, you should take a page out of my book.
Fuck off." Just because I have a monotone voice doesn't mean I'm mad all the time.
Yeah, no, I know, but at the same time, you are sometimes a big old negative Nancy, too, so. And you know that, too, so. I'm sorry if I said that. No,
all right, back
you,
to the subject yes, at hand. Yeah, okay. So, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
You brought it up. You brought it up.
What were we even talking about?
I don't know. It just kept going about
How at the beginning, yeah. Like, did you yeah, have fake, to yeah, fake it? Yeah. So, I would say yes at first. No, not at all now.
Yeah, I don't think you fake it. I think you fake it. We might fake it. Cause I fake it in front of your grandma, and I think you probably, yeah. It's a different...
It's not faking it, it's just extra respect.
Yeah, because, yeah, you have to show them the extra respect, and also they're, like, the sweetest towards both of us. Like, I know for a fact my grandparents, like, love you to death, and I know that your nunny loves me, too, and I love her every time I go and see her, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, that's definitely different, but...
So, can we end with... a quick, like, what's the funniest story we've had or encounter that has happened with each other's family? Because I have one.
You're going to have to give me a sec, so I guess all go with yours first.
So, something really funny that I did, in hindsight, it's funny. At the moment, I didn't think it was funny. Thomas's dad and brother have the same name, and they both go by Ron.
Oh, yeah.
I call his brother Ronnie. I feel like not... Like, even his girlfriend doesn't, but Katie doesn't even call him Ronnie. Yeah.
It's pretty much just our immediate family calls him Ronnie.
So I was introduced to him as Ronnie. So in my phone, he's Ronnie. And his Thomas's dad is Ron. Like, very similar. So when you're drunk and you want to text Ronnie and you type in R-O-N and Ron comes up. Yeah. I don't text Thomas's dad often. Sometimes I forget I even have his phone number.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was his brother and I pulled it up and I texted something like this fucking fuck something something or other. I said something with the F word and something like not sexually inappropriate, but
it
something
was
that
I'm pretty sure it was sexually inappropriate.
It wasn't sexual. I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. I don't
whatever
remember.
We were talking about. Yeah.
I just know it I said
that. It was definitely,
yeah,
definitely something that you don't want
to send
to
his dad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And I got no response. And the next morning when I was sober, I woke up and was like, holy
shit. And
she
freaked out about it and all of this. And I guess we saw them like a week later.
And yeah, and I was like, oh my God, I did not mean
to. And she like
apologizes
to my dad. And my dad's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh yeah, I remember that. But he's like, I didn't even think twice about it.
Yeah,
like,
he thought I meant to text him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I guess that's my parents are definitely like that, where they're just like, whatever. My mom would have busted your balls about it, but my dad is kind of a little more lenient on you. But,
I would say that, and the fact that his parents, whenever they know I'm going to get drunk, call me Beefsteak Alyssa. Because one of the first times I got hammered in front of them was at a beefsteak, and I was fucked.
Also,
up.
For people that don't know what a beefsteak is, it also is called a beef and beer, also down here in South Philly and South Jersey. They call it beef and beers.
Or
so
a tricky tray.
I just want to put that out there so people are like, what the fuck's a beefsteak?
Well, my friends at work were like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, a tricky tray? And they were like, oh yeah, I know what that is. Yeah. I was like,
well, tricky trays are different though, because sometimes tricky trays
don't
involve
have
drinking
food.
And food.
Yeah.
So.
But it's like a raffle and unlimited beef and beer.
Yeah, it's just they bring out plates of beef.
You get this unlimited food and
this
unlimited alcohol.
This is not
alcohol.
What we're talking about here. I don't know
I'm
what
getting
we're
hammered
yeah,
at
exactly.
this beefsteak.
So,
I'm trashed. So and to this day, it's like, is Beefsteak Alyssa coming out?
So that's definitely different.
think that's
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I've never sent anything weird to your parents or anything of that nature. I mean, I definitely think I've come over. I guess the weird time was when I came over on 4th of July. I'd gone golfing the one year, and I came to your house, and my brother and little brother were already there, and, like, your dad is just drinking outside with my dad, and or, like, with my brothers, and just hanging out. And
no, you need to tell the story about the Judas Priest concert.
Oh, well, do I have to tell that one? I mean...
That's a funny one.
Yeah, so me and Dino, which is Alyssa's dad, Dino came to a Judas Priest concert with us at the Prudential Center in Newark. Me, my older brother, my dad, and my younger brother, Michael, all went to the concert. So, yeah, we had a great time, and we're on the way that we... First, we stopped at Marla's apartment, we're drinking there, and then Michael Shea is 18, or I guess... Yeah, I guess... Yeah, no, I guess he was 17 at that point. Or whoever, somebody was sober and drove us home somehow. So, or drove us there and drove us back. But we get there, and we're having a great time, and or we're on the way there, and your dad pulls out the good old... Fireball shot. So we had had one at the place, and I absolutely hate Fireball. I don't know what it is. It makes me throw up every single time I have it, even if I have an airplane bottle or a whole entire bottle. It makes me puke just unreal amounts and makes me feel really shitty. So your dad, and I was trying to impress him and have a good time, and, you know, you're always trying to make yourself look cool in front of the dad of the family, and, yeah, and I puked pretty much all over the place at the concert and did not have a good time. But Dino didn't. The rest of them had a great time, and then Dino fucked over my brother, giving him a beer at the end and made him drink that. And it was a pretty big shit show that night, but we all had a great time and got really fucked up. So
all I'm saying is that Thomas's dad probably thinks my dad is a giant piece of shit.
Oh really? Because I'm pretty sure the fucking Godsmack concert that we went to after that with my dad and me, I had to drag my dad from PNC. I don't know if anybody's ever been to PNC Art Center before. It's where it's in Homedale, the concert. And the parking lot that's across the parkway, the Garden State Parkway, I carried my dad, pretty much, just dragging him over my shoulder with a bad knee, dragging him, because he was so, like, gone. And we've all been there. We've all had our times. Your dad has probably been to a concert before where he is just obliterated and doesn't know what's going on, so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it is.
Yeah, well, maybe... Oh, one more topic before we end this.
Okay.
What about the first time our parents met?
First time our parents met?
Each other.
Oh,
like
one
when
the,
my
one
parents
the
met your
yeah,
parents.
That
yeah.
was well. The thing is that you got so nervous for that, and you were freaking out
so
the whole
nervous.
Time. Whereas, I think my mom and your mom may be a little bit different. For the most part, I mean, all moms are kind of the same, I feel like. But definitely your parents are different than my parents. But your dad and your mom, when you go out to dinner with them or we go to drinking or something, are exactly the same as my parents. My parents, my mom doesn't drink, like, at all. She had a margarita on her birthday and was schlossed and didn't. She told me that she was like, I can't drink like that anymore. And I was like, Mom, that's not drinking. That's just having a sip of a little bit of alcohol in your system. She's like, well, I can't do that. So, whereas I feel like your parents, your mom and dad definitely like to drink, and my dad
my parents
to drink. So when we're at dinner and you're freaking out the whole time, and your dad's ordering shots, and my dad's like, yeah, sure, why not, and everything, and
my
like
my dad is ordering fucking shots.
Yeah.
To a dinner table.
Yeah, but that's how it is.
It is six of us sitting at a dinner table.
Yeah, but
table.
See, the difference
is... We're not at a bar. We're seated at dinner. And he's like, let's get a round of shots. I'm like, Dad, what the fuck
that's
are you
your
doing?
Dad is, though.
I was
that's
so
embarrassed.
I was, it was so
I feel like you're too crazy about that.
Or
my
dad brought vodka-soaked pineapples to Thomas's graduation
party. Yeah, but
party.
Those were fucking sick. And they were really fucking good, so. though. I mean, you just are, you get so embarrassed
I get
over,
so embarrassed.
Oh, it's usually your dad, too, that you get embarrassed yeah. over, but you get embarrassed over your dad so easily where, like, I find your dad is just, like, one of the guys that I can hang out with. So
I just need to not give a fuck.
Yeah, like you just don't care.
He just does what he wants.
It's not like he's ever, he's not doing anything bad ever. He's just trying to enhance our times there, so, and usually alcohol is a great way to enhance the time, so it's, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, your pops does a great job, and we have a great time every time. So.
I think they like each other.
I think so, yeah. Your mom asks about my mom all the time, my mom asks about your mom, and yeah. The dads never usually ask about each other, but my
no one's dad asks
yeah,
about
exactly.
anyone's dad.
I mean, that's just how pops. That's how dads work. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. I guess that's our family. Yeah. I guess our immediate family in a nutshell, for the most part. But
mm-hmm. It's going pretty well.
I hope so. I think they like us.
Yeah. I think I know my family loves you.
Yeah.
I hope
my
your
family.
Family
yeah,
likes
my family
me.
Definitely loves me. So. I wanted to see you react to that. My family loves you just as much, you butthole.
Yeah, well, so. I'm definitely yeah. near the bottom of the girlfriend list sometimes, I think.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Whatever. Oh, just because they see Katie all the time, too. And Katie is just... Katie's an unstoppable force sometimes, so you just... She's like me. You can't not love her. Yeah. So,
we didn't even touch on that. So Thomas's brother.
That's another time.
Real quick though, Thomas's older brother and his girlfriend. I get along better with Ronnie, and Thomas gets along better with Katie.
Yeah,
than we
we're
do with
we're
each
gonna
other.
Have them on a podcast in the future and just kind of explain how we all work together.
It's definitely like me and Ronnie ganging up on Thomas and Katie. Well, no, it's the other way around. It's Thomas and Katie ganging up on me and Ronnie.
That's total bullshit. You and Ronnie gang up. Nah, we're not having this. We're not doing this right now. We're not doing all this right now. But this is the podcast, Millennial Mindset. We didn't say that at the beginning. Once again, we should probably. For people to actually like our podcast and listen to it, we should definitely say it at the beginning. Yeah. But Millennial Mindset definitely is the name. And on Instagram, it's the
Millennial Mindset podcast.
Follow me, Tom, with 728 on Instagram and Alyssa, @A_Rich8 on Instagram. We'll definitely be posting this tonight, so hopefully you guys enjoy it. But yeah, that's the podcast once again. So everybody, I'll catch you next time, all right? Peace.
Peace.